You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going to update the polls here in a second. Mike, do you have a plan or philosophy as it relates to the club and how we end the work week and the fact that we don't have some music rights until we link up with a partner? Can you tell the people what it is that you want to do with the end of the work week? People who miss the club, who want the club, miss the music, can't have the Debbie Deb?
I think it works mostly visually. So whenever we're on Twitch, we'll do that and we'll cut out the song from the podcast. But when we're just audio only, it doesn't feel the same to me, Dan. It doesn't.
Do you know when we're going to do Twitch again? Do we have any plans for that?
Oh, we can't afford another Twitch, Dan. We can't do another Twitch.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter is where you update the polls. Why have the listeners bought us a mini fridge? I don't like that. I mean, I'm honored and flattered that the listeners keep doing these things where every time we complain about something, they buy it for us. But it's kind of unnecessary.
Well, I think we pointed out that the water outside the fridge is colder than the water inside our fridge.
Right, so. But the problem is people who fix this stuff is what we need to do. We don't need to get the, we appreciate it. The listeners keep buying us. They bought the printer. They bought the fridge. It's a very kind thing, but I don't want them to think that I'm complaining because we need their help to buy a mini fridge.
Man, I hope it measures out to be the same. Oh, it's a very specific measurement that we have on that.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter is where
I hope it's broken like the Kirchen one was. That would be the perfect thing, right?
It's just making a loud
just makes
noise.
Like a weird buzzing noise the whole time.
We sent Kirchen a gift, a Mountain Dew mini fridge, and all it's been doing is making noise in his garage, which is exactly, it doesn't work. It's exactly the gift we should be giving, just a heavy burden that's hard to dispose of that you can never use because it does. That's our show. That's how our show gives gifts. Here's a thing in your house that's hard to move that doesn't work. Thank you for all you've given us. What are the poll questions going back to the beginning of the week?
Wow. The polls are brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. We're going back to Monday here. Are you ever offended by an all-star game snub? Mike Ryan has been.
Bam and Butler. Butler because Bam wasn't invited.
Were Jazz fans upset that nobody wanted Gobert and Mitchell yesterday and that LeBron said he wanted size and went with a Sabonis who nobody knows his first name instead of Gobert?
I might be getting fooled by the internet, but I think like LeBron's like, we never pick the Jazz in video games. It's just we're predisposed to not care about the Jazz.
I'm certain people were upset about that. 76% of the audience said no.
Guillermo, put it in the poll. Are you genetically predisposed to not care about the Utah Jazz? Yes or no at Lebatard Show.
Did you give up on Schitt's Creek? I don't understand what that whole thing with that show where everyone tells me it's one of the greatest shows they've ever seen season one and falls apart after season one. How can something be
quite
the opposite is what people are saying, that it starts
slow. I wasn't listening, though.
Okay, very good.
All right. 59% of the audience said yes, they gave up on it. It's the opposite, huh? If Harry Styles put moves on you, would you leave your significant other? I think I would. 63% of the audience said yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, they did. How do you pronounce Tribune, Dan?
Tribune.
What's the other option?
Tribune.
Tribune or Tribune?
No, just move on to the next one.
Well, 70% of the audience. Well, yeah, I don't know what they said.
You don't know what you're saying. You don't know anything.
That was a tricky poll.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter.
Have we all been there, the fart after the cough? 90% of the audience said yes. Does the name Cyrus make any person a badass? I can't believe the results on this. 55% of the audience said no.
Billy Ray? I'm up. No, your first name is Cyrus. You're a badass, man.
You seem wounded by this response. a weird thing to be wounded by.
Are you surprised at all that when Stugatz gets drunk, he goes crazy buying golf stuff? I did that. 93% of the audience said no. Jar your memory or jog your memory? I've been thinking about this all week.
You have not.
90% of the audience said jog your memory. Should an exception be made to allow J.J. Watt to just wear an American flag during games? 82% of the audience said yes. I got to scroll up here. J.J. Watt.
It seems like those polls were a month ago. That's really just tough. Monday. You're just going through Monday.
Four-day work week, man. Tough one.
Yeah, tough one for us. All right.
I gutted it out. I'm scrolling up still. You're active on Twitter here. Jesus Christ.
Tell me more, Mike, about how you get scared every time something is signed Dan now.
Anytime. It causes headlines. You're quite the provocateur.
Billy, why are you laughing? What are you laughing about?
This dude got saying under a Mavs highlight.
Do you hate the guy who says sue me after making a point? 92% of the audience says yes. What is a rack? What is a rack room a better name for? Man, I'm sorry about that. A pool hall or a shoe store?
Mama.
Pretty sure you came up with that question.
I did. Moderna, tough week. Arm hurts.
Mommy, she passed away.
I'm sad today. 80% of the audience said pool hall. Is a college-age Bob Ryan good-looking? He has to be. He does. He has to be. 52% of the audience said yes.
Who were you trying to compliment by saying that they were a college-age?
Kevin Lockery.
Lock. Which uniform looks more like the American flag, the Cardinals or the Patriots?
This shouldn't be close.
86% of the audience said the Patriots.
Stugatz said the Cardinals. The polls, anytime you go through the polls any week, it would make it seem like a really fun week.
Is Mr. Potato Head a toy Hall of Famer? 83% of the audience said yes. If you don't have something crawling around in your garage, are you doing your garage right? I say no. 65% of the audience agreed. They said no. Scrolling up here, Greg Cody, baseball cards, Anthony Hopkins dancing. What the hell?
That was great.
There's a James Harden article, wrestling highlights. What is going on with his Twitter feed? More Cody, the Beast. We retweeted something from the Beast. All right. Reggie Bush highlights, planking. Oh, geez. South Beach sessions. Subscribe, rate, and review. Stupidity. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Why so indifferent?
J.J. Like, Watt next to Pat Tillman. Let's see. Some shirts.
The mum.
Zach Harper wishing Mike Ryan good luck. What was that all about?
Oh, because the T.J. McConnell top shot that sold for $4,000. It was a bad investment on my
choice.
Did
the internet indeed fool me on Paul Pierce's shitting video going for $750,000?
That hasn't been released yet.
Still scrolling here.
So give him time. It might be true.
It might be.
We just have to find out.
It'd be a great release by them.
This is amazing. I didn't realize you were so active on Twitter, Dan. Do you sit through the credits at the movies? 75% of the audience said no. Back to scrolling. Chelsea mic'd up. Dragic in his car. He did it from his car, Dragic, huh? Mm-hmm. Adorable.
It's a nice
one out of four people are not sitting through the credits at a movie theater.
I think they
depends on a movie.
Yeah, they're only going to the movie theaters nowadays for Marvel cinematic events, in which case you're sitting through the credits.
All right, let's see if I could find the last of the polls here.
This is yesterday. We have gotten to yesterday on the polls. We have, that was the question. David Sampson was offended. He wanted the people in credits to get credit for being in the credits.
All right. I arrived at today. Do you find the dishwasher confusing? 68% of the audience said no. Is doing laundry cathartic? 61.7% of the audience said no. What would you rather do? laundry or dishes?
It's a big one.
It is.
It's going to be dishes, right?
58% of the audience said laundry.
Wow. Really?
Right. Yes. That's a surprise.
Yes.
Very bit of exciting. A bit of an upset.
Does Stugatz ejaculate into his laundry? That was a poll question. Can we take that back?
Freedom.
I want you guys to imagine us sending that out on ESPN's dime.
Yo ho, not have yo gone out. Ho, a pirate's life.
What did they do with their freedom? They got the laundry out and they did it dirty with the laundry.
Give us $70 million.
That's right. Look, you want video? Here's video of Stugatz humping his laundry.
Holy shit.
What were the results?
What were the results?
87% of the audience said I do.
Congratulations. It's cathartic.
I was a part of that 88%.
I think that might actually be cathartic. I think someone would just put it on the poll, Guillermo, for people on the weekend to vote. Does ejaculating into your laundry seem cathartic? Because I think the dictionary definition of that might be cathartic.
This was a Kate Fagan one. Person who wears a basketball jersey to play a game of pickup, douche or no douche? 81% of the audience said douche. Is it okay to pee in a pool if you are super hydrated? That's funny, man. Oh, man. 55% of the audience said yes. Are people tired of J.J. Watt? 82% of the audience said yes. Do you use the mini fridge in your hotel? 57% of the audience said yes. There you go, Bill.
Do you follow Skip Bayless on Twitter?
I do.
Do you find it weird that his Twitter banner still has Joy Taylor on it? I mean, she hasn't hosted that show in like 3 years.
Do you ever empty the mini fridge and fill it with discount snacks you brought in the room? You brought in the room. Sorry about that. Tired. Moderna. 63% of the audience said no. Do you use the second bed in a hotel room for storage? Everyone does. 82% of the audience said yes. Great point by you, Billy. What is more overpriced, hotel snacks or movie theater snacks? What do you think here, Dan?
Well, I was thinking maybe hotel room, but I'm guessing the audience went movie theater.
55% of the audience said hotel snacks.
Wow.
Have you reached a unique place in desperation when you are putting up a sign on a telephone pole for a lost bird? I'm so glad you brought that up.
Doesn't Stugatz still have 790 in his Twitter handle?
I do, yeah. I don't know.
And ESPN in his bio, I think.
The worst is ESPNU. ESPNU. When was the last time the show was on ESPNU?
Wow. What do you mean? Wow. That's what we were on, ESPNU. I don't know how to change it.
You were on news, then plus.
Oh. Yeah, get off my back. Moderna, mom's dead. I mean, geez, enough. Whittingham.
It says 10 to 1 also.
Yeah, is anything about Stugatz's Twitter handle not a lie?
I have a Pinocchio nose.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the most honest thing.
The bird one, by the way. 78% of the audience said yes. You're at a unique place in desperation if you do that. You're right. Does ejaculating into your laundry seem cathartic? Now, the results are early here, Dan. 64% of the audience thus far has said no, but I think that's going to swing.
Mike, what do you think Shannon Sharpe's reaction was when he saw the money that Skip Bayless signed for?
He lit up one of those black and milds, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to himself, wait a minute, Skip is re-upping. I don't know what Sharp's...
Well, he was famously underpaid before. It was public that Skip was making, I think, a little bit more than double than what Shannon was. And now they both hit free agency and Skip got his money. So it'll be interesting to see. That's one of my verbal crutches I just found out. It'll be interesting to see that what market there will be for Shannon out there. Do they have money to pay Shannon and keep him on there? Do they make another Shannon? And does ESPN exploit a market inefficiency and get Shannon Sharpe now?
Shannon's at $3 million a year right now.
we really blew it not paying him for his movie segment when he wanted to be paid for his movie segment, even though all he knew about was A Few Good Men.
That's right.
Well, I mean, he kind of blew it.
Well, I don't know if he kind of blew it.
He got so mad at us, but he didn't know any movies.
I love that Stugatz thinks that Shannon Sharp blew it, parlaying us not paying him into being underpaid at $3 million a year while watching Bayless sign for $8 million a year. He really blew it. He could have been doing a movie segment for us for $500 a week.
He nailed it, actually.
It was so much work, that Shannon Sharp movie segment, because I would have to call him about a half hour early as we had callers on hold, and it'd be like, Shannon, The Fugitive, have you seen it? Nope. Okay, moving on. Jurassic Park, have you seen it? Another no? Really? You haven't watched Jaws? Nope. Few Good Men? Yep.
It was just questions about A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Who were we making fun of? Was it Chris? Are you the one who didn't see Coming to America, or was it Billy? Who was it here that did not see Coming to America, the original?
I'm getting to it.